Well, I've been covering education for several years and have interviewed dozens or hundreds of students probably. But I feel like so many times what I write about their views and perspectives is filtered through me as a reporter. They might be saying what they think I want to hear rather than what they really think.
And what did you learn from reading the op-eds that they wrote?
It was amazing to me just how on the same exact question, students came at it from completely different views. You know, on the discipline in particular, there were a couple of students who really argued that the rules and strict discipline is necessary. And so that was probably the one where I was most taken aback. But that was, again, a question where one student wrote that it was really kind of like colonizing these students and that it was just very oppressive. And another wrote that this was really helping set her on a path to college.
You have a couple of students who volunteered to read excerpts from their essays for us so that we could hear them. You have one here from Bryanisha Frith. And she took the prompt of whether Teach for America was a good force or a bad force in New Orleans schools.
Miss Miller, one of my English teachers at Kip Renaissance, is the epitome of an awe-inspiring teacher who sparks a light in the children she teaches. A graduate of Teach for America, she insists on everyone being actively engaged in class by answering and asking questions. She also sees the best in everyone. Her words of wisdom and nurturing spirit made passing the standardized exam required at the end of course much more realistic for me. She is more than a teacher. She is like our second mom. Teach for America critics oppose the idea of having so many fresh, white teachers in the classroom. They argue that Teach for America's 5-week summer training program is insufficient to prepare any new teacher. However, in my view, these inexperienced teachers manage to uphold a high standard, not only amongst themselves, but to their students as well.
What was cool about that is that another one of her classmates wrote a piece describing a relationship he had with a veteran African-American teacher, where he was basically saying that this teacher was like his second dad. So I think if you read the pieces and consider them in their totality, you see that it really is about the relationships that teachers are able to develop with students, and that some cases that can happen with a Teach for America educator and sometimes with a more experienced veteran teacher.
You also have an excerpt from an essay by Kenyatta Collins, another 11th grader, and she took the prompt about school discipline and whether it was too harsh or not.
One day I arrived at school up without the proper socks and was told by my principal that I had two options. I could either go to in-school suspension or get my parents to bring the correct socks. This made me angry, and I gave my principal an earful. But I didn't want to end up in in-school suspension with more than 30 other students. So I called my mother and asked her to bring the correct socks. It took her at least a half hour to bring them, meaning I lost that half hour of class. I am the top-ranking student in my class, with a 4.5 grade point average, and also participate in sports and contribute a lot to my school. Why should a student in my position, or any student at all, be treated like a prisoner?
And she argues that it's not effective either, that it causes a lot of kids to act out and rebel in stronger ways than they would if they were given more freedom.
So it sounds like this was a real learning exercise for you. Are there any official ways that students can give this kind of feedback to their teachers or to their schools?
I would hesitate to say official. I think there are different groups like Rethink New Orleans, for instance, that work on bringing kids together and trying to get their views on a bunch of different issues. But I think it's important for school leaders to keep in mind and to keep an open mind, because I think sometimes if they try exercises like this, they might be surprised by what they find out.
Sarah Carr covers education for the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit education newsroom. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.